Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello, welcome to the Post Show. Apparently, we're all using way too much laundry detergent. Remember the toothpaste story where they were putting too much toothpaste on the toothbrush? You don't have to use that much. Save money. And also, it's just as effective if you do just a little dot instead of the... You know why we do that? Because the commercial shows up on the top of the toothbrush.
They got it.
And then they sell more.
But it's a commercial from the company that's selling the toothpaste.
And we all fell for it.
Well, we're all idiots. In the show Peripheral, they chew toothpaste gum.
So they don't have to brush their
teeth? It's 10 years in the future.
That's awesome.
It's toothpaste gum.
Give me that gum.
And it's not so futuristic that it feels like the Jetsons, but it's 10 years in the future. So it's small developments. It's pretty cool, though. I mean, think about this. Think about caveman days to 100 years ago. And then just the development technology. Think about 100 years ago to today.
1920?
Sure. Think about the difference in the internet, computers, in just 100 years. 50 years. Versus the hundreds and hundreds, even thousands of years where none of that crap happened. Like, technology has advanced so quickly, so fast in the past 50 years as compared to the thousands of years prior. We may see some cool stuff before we die.
That'd be really cool.
I wish they'd invent something that I would have to die.
Are we going to be part of that at all as far as inventing and making, or are we just going to reap the benefits?
You probably not.
I also have us
in this room.
I also have this kind of inner theory that it's all the same to everybody. Like, there's nothing cool being invented now that people in the 20s didn't get to experience. Meaning everybody thinks they're on the cutting edge always because it's the most cutting edge that there's ever been. And everybody looks back at the old times and goes, well, yeah, that's stupid. And they were completely uneducated. I can't believe they used to do that. And that cycle will always happen. And yes, things will be invented that's even crazier and cooler and tech, but they'll look back at three generations from us, even forward, and go, that's old and stupid. So it's just the same cycle over and over again. Everybody's the same. Everybody always feels the same. Everybody's doing the same thing. It's growth, but everybody always feels like their growth is way better than before. And how they used to do it so dumb, but we see that as ahead of us. It's like, well, I can't believe that's even going to happen. So it's this whole, so it's like country music that ain't country. It's the same argument. Like, it's always going to happen. It's never not going to happen. And if it ever does happen, that means country music is about to die, because it always has to be pushing itself. It always has to be stretching and growing in uncomfortable ways, some successful, some not. But as soon as people start going, oh yeah, all country's good now. It's exactly how I'd like it. Traditional. That means it's dying because it's not progressing. And it has to progress. We've seen it over 100 years. And so I have this whole technology theory I talk about amongst myself.
Just you to yourself. Yeah.
Where I go, it's all the same to everybody all the time. And some generations have these big breakthroughs, but every generation kind of has a big breakthrough at some point, and we always look back at the ones before. Like surgery, we're not going to have to cut into our bodies in 50 years. They're going to be able to do all the lasers. They're going to be able to...
They do some of that
now. They kind of already do that.
But I'm saying all. Like now we have to cut into the human... They're going to look back and go, can you believe they would take a knife and slice open the human body to actually do a surgery?
Mm-hmm.
That is so primitive.
They're
going to
use cyber knives.
It's lasers and who knows? But I think that's going to be something that we look at and go, I can't believe people used to do that. In that show, Peripheral, it's about data transfer more than it is time machines it's a really good show. Even if you're not a science nerd, because Caitlin likes it and she's not big into that. But she knows if there are a few things in a show, I'm going to love it. End of the World? Oh. Wish that would happen with me here.
What?
No, you don't.
You don't want the end of the world.
Why would you want that?
You talking about?
No, I mean, you want to show the skills.
Can you imagine?
That you would use to survive.
Yeah, listen to this. Listen to this. Let me run it by you.
This sounds awful.
Yeah. Let me run it by you.
Okay.
I could be king if the end of the world came, and now it's time for a new world order to happen. Yeah, I'd have my own kingdom.
No. You're missing the point. There's no world order. The world's over.
I would lead people because I got the skills. I got the skills.
It's the end of the world. You're missing that part.
I got both skills.
But he would recreate a new world, he's saying.
It's over.
No.
It's not.
There's the end of the world times and then the
apocalypse.
The rebuild.
And there's who knows how many times we've been rebuilt through because we don't have records of the time before.
So you think everyone's going to die except you?
No.
Ugh.
No, but no,
Eddie.
It's
yeah, Eddie, that's what I'm
you
saying.
You ever watch,
I don't get it.
Like, walking, no, not the what end of the world.
You're going to compare this to a movie?
No.
Or a TV show?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we are because we're just creating right now.
Yeah. Okay. End of the world, what I mean is apocalypse type thing. We lose electricity, power, everybody runs amok. There's mayhem, anarchy, new groups.
There's no order.
Oh, okay. That's different than the end of the world.
The new
okay.
world order.
Right.
The new world order is survive. Survive and conquer.
Steve Austin?
NWO, no. He was not part of the NWO.
Dang it.
Stone Cold was in WWF.
Yeah.
There's WWE.
Who's NWO?
NWO was Steve Nash.
Steve Nash.
Razor Ramon. And there was NWO... Wolfpack, there's the Wolfpack, but then there was the regular ones too. Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I just remember the shirts with NWO.
They had red too, there's Wolfpack.
Mm.
Yeah, anyway.
That's not what you're talking
Eric
about.
Eric Bischoff, Scott Steiner, all those guys. Buff Bagwell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's awesome. Anyway, I have the skills to be the leader. I can kill with a gun, I've been trained. I can gut an animal, I've been educated. And be a leader of people. I'm big enough to not have to be tiny and get whooped, but I'm not so big that I need to go out and fight. I will find warriors to represent our kingdom. I am schooled in, it doesn't matter, but I think.
Listen. Is he convincing you, Eddie?
No.
Oh.
Is he convincing you?
No, not a chance.
If you had to go and attach to somebody, if all electricity power, okay, we got to go get with somebody now, and they got to, who would you run to?
The Rock.
You don't know him.
What do you mean? I'll find him.
He's not going to let you in.
He's in Hollywood, California.
And there's no power. You can't get there. There's no gas stations. There's no airplanes.
Okay, Nashville, Riley Green.
But how are you going to get to him?
I'll find
him.
Green.
He's here somewhere. No, Duckman, have you seen his hunting stuff?
Craig
that dude
Morgan.
Can hunt. Craig Morgan, that's a good
But
one.
How are you going to get to him?
He's Drive. Here somewhere.
He's in Alaska, at his cabin.
Nah.
And don't come beating on my door then. You've already said you don't want it.
Wow. Wow.
Trace Adkins.
Yep.
Yeah, yep.
Again.
He'd be a good one.
Both of you are out of the group. You're out of the BWO.
The Bobby World Order?
Yeah. You're out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just saying there's more skilled people that guns and...
But it's not just guns. It's also you have to understand leadership of people. It's not just that. There are a ton of guys with muscles that can shoot. But are there also people that can build a government?
We didn't build a good government here, so what's the difference?
No, we built a pretty good one, actually.
Oh,
there's some problems with it, but we're
better off than a lot of other places, even though it's very broken.
Yeah, we got a pretty good one.
Third world countries, you ever heard of those?
Mm-hmm.
No, what are those?
Not good governments.
Yes, I've heard of them, Eddie.
I'd run one of those. My group would be completely corrupt.
you can be bribed.
All hell, King Bobby. BWO. Anyway, So anyway, toothpaste, right?
Yeah.
We use way too much detergent, but if the end of the world happened, you don't come knocking on my door.
Like how much detergent? Like
I'm gonna have supplies. Don't come knock on my door.
I have supplies. You know I'm prepared for crap too.
Uh-huh.
And you know I will cut a bee too.
Mm-hmm. You
I love you.
You would cut a bee.
But if I need to, I cut you too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's bummer.
No, not when the world's ending.
You gotta cut whoever.
You gotta have brains and brawn. I'd be cutting lots of bees.
Back to the laundry. How much laundry detergent do we need to use?
Yeah, they say stop using so much. You're overdoing it. That it's way, way less than we're doing now. So once you hit a certain point, because they say you need as little as a tablespoon. Mm-hmm. Once you hit over that, you're just wasting detergent.
Wow, I use old cap.
Yeah, I did too, especially the big loads.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, world's ending.
No, it's not ending. But if it were, we're not a coming knocking.
No, no. You're going to go form your own tribe.
I'm going to find Riley Duckman. What's his name?
Riley Duckman.
Riley Green Duckman.
Riley Duckman.
I think that's his Instagram. Duckman.
I thought that was his name for a long time. Yes, there'll be a lot of tribes.
Oh, man.
And some will be tribes that would just try to take over tribes and conquer. And some will just be smart engineer-wise.
Derrick Henry's going to probably have a tribe.
Mm-hmm. There'll be a lot of big guys.
I'll find him.
You know who I'll do? I'll do that Latrell guy. The one from...
Marcus Latrell?
But you don't know. You're not going to be able to get to
them. Survivor?
Yeah.
You're talking about Titan Stadium's right there. I'll join the Titans tribe. Those dudes will be tough.
That's true.
I mean, they can... Yeah, they're big and tough.
It's not a football team.
And the head coach can lead the team to a Super Bowl. Dude, I mean, he's probably going to lead the team to
Has he led the team to a Super Bowl?
No, but I'm saying exactly. He's able to. He leads the team pretty well.
I'm just saying, you're going to be real sad when I put you guys in the town square and put your head and arms in that little thing.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm
going to
leave you out. Not at first. I'm just going to leave you out there. That's what they do. They punish people.
Oh,
they do their arms.
Publicly shame them.
Yeah, and you're going to be like this, and it's going to say, didn't believe in the BWO. It's going to be you two. And only one of you gets to live. And you two get to decide that.
Okay, this is where board of advisors come in, and they advise you not
There's
to
no
do that.
Board.
And do you know who the board of advisors is?
The Titans.
People that have also been in that little machine and that have gotten out, and they know it's happening again soon if they don't agree with the BWO.
Oh, my. This is sounding...
It's so detailed, Amy. You know he's been thinking about
right.
it.
Obviously. Has anybody else in this room thought of any of this?
I'm thinking about what we're eating for dinner tonight.
Yeah. I think about what time I'm taking a nap.
Right.
Yeah, I'm fascinated with it. In the world.
But also, is anybody else in this room, do y'all think y'all could be a leader? Why not?
I wouldn't be a leader. I would just have my own little group of my family.
How are you going to go find food? Who's gonna
you're looking at them,
Who's going to protect them?
You're a forager?
You're looking at them.
You're not going to do it with four or five people.
You know what I do sometimes when I go
it's
fishing?
It's almost like a prison gang.
You could grow plants. You're a planter.
Absolutely.
You're
I'm a gardener.
Yeah, you're a gardener.
It's a prison gang.
Hey, Bones, listen. When I go,
you have to be a part of a bigger gang or you're going
to
get eaten.
You do have to know how to garden.
When I go fishing, and this is we're surrounded by rivers and lakes, right? When I go fishing and I'm down to my last worm, I pretend it's the end of the world, and I cut the worm in like little tiny little pieces. And I can catch the tiniest fish without them eating my bait 100 times.
So you have thought about this.
And I tell my wife, I'm like, look, this is why, like, I'm a survivalist. We would not starve. I can fish 100 little fishies in 5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Can you eat
with one little piece of worm?
How many?
Anything. 100.
I'd like to
challenge accepted.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm going to need my tackle box, though.
Okay, but you do think about this.
Sometimes, yeah.
He plays a game called End of the World with a Worm. I live the game.
Hey, he's going to catch 100 little fishes.
I plan the game.
We play it like if you have the United States or just North America, where would you go to survive? Like what part of the area?
But you're going to have to travel, and in that traveling on foot, you're probably going to get killed if you're going ways that are common.
God.
Travel.
Well,
like, people are waiting to take
so where,
pirates. It's basically pirates on land everywhere.
Right. So where would you go?
Well, winter would be hard someplace.
Where would I go?
Yeah.
I'm already ready. I'm not telling you.
You know where you're going?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Where are you going?
Don't worry about it.
No, you're part of the... She's part of your group.
No, she's down to me, too.
Hey, Mike,
get the machine ready for her, too.
Oh, Mike's in it?
Oh, gosh.
Mike's helping me run it.
I didn't say anything wrong.
Mike's the man behind the man.
Oh. Then I'm feeling pretty good about not joining.
Why? You don't believe in Mike?
Mike quietly does all the like really heinous torture stuff to people.
Oh man.
And not because I make him because he wants to.
Yeah.
And that's how I feed him.
All right, this is crazy.
This is getting
that's really weird.
Crazy, man.
Weird.
Uh-huh. You guys don't even know you're gonna be coming to my door going, let me in. Mm. I'm gonna say, put your head and arms in that machine. 3 days, we'll talk.
3 days in that machine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if you're doing that, it's like this, hanging out.
But Eddie will be good because he had 100 little fishies.
Like, Bobby, can I get some water,
and
man?
Then I'm going to walk out, and it's just you two there. I'm going to be like, all right, well, you guys decide which one of you gets to live. You have to decide amongst yourself, or you both die.
It's obviously me. Thanks, dude.
I mean, it wouldn't be that easy. We'd argue about
No, you would just say, dude, you can have it. I've been here longer. Like, a lot longer.
Oh, that's a good point.
Been where longer?
Or is he? Are you wiser?
What's he talking about longer?
Less able.
You're older. He's saying you're older.
Oh.
A gamer chugged 12 energy drinks in 10 minutes and suffered horrific consequences. Energy drinks, but energy drinks are, and I occasionally have my energy drink. I have one of those Celsius drinks every few days, and they're pretty good. I like them. I like pear. I don't like pear anything.
Pear flavor?
Yeah.
You don't like just eating a pear?
I hate pears.
Oh, come on.
Hate pears, love pear Celsius drinks. I don't really like grape flavored stuff. Love grape Celsius drinks. Love peaches. Hate the peach flavored Celsius drink. It's like opposite day over the Celsius company. Mm-hmm.
You don't like pears or peaches? That's weird.
No. Peaches is my favorite.
Oh.
I don't like peaches. I don't like the flavor of
flavored,
the peach.
Flavored things. I got you.
So I'm not going to act like I'm all good on not drinking energy drinks. Occasionally I do, but I've never done 12 in 10 minutes. Challenge accepted.
Ugh, no way.
Nope.
That sounds like something Ray would do.
No, I never drink that many, but when I do those Red Bull vodkas though at the casino, I may put down about 10 in a day. That's the closest I get to that.
Gosh.
A burning sensation in his stomach, which he tried to distract himself by playing video games. I've done that. The second part. He tried to chug 12 drinks in 10 minutes to entertain his colleagues after they were offered as a free work perk.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh. His liver and kidneys began to shut down. He developed a blood infection.
Oh.
He drifted in and out of consciousness. He somehow managed to survive his ordeal thanks to a combination of the right medical help and antibiotics. That's from Lad Bible. That is not, they don't mention a specific drink. I think anyone. That many, that quick. I don't even know if Celsius, Mike, is that considered an energy drink?
I don't consider it one.
You don't consider
it's
it one?
It's a more, it's, I think it's in a different category than some of the other ones, for sure.
That's why I drink it, because it's cleaner.
It's the ingredients, yeah.
It's cleaner.
I saw one at the store called Liquid Death.
Water.
That's water.
Yeah.
That's just water.
Okay, but why is it called Liquid Death?
That's get just, your attention.
To be funny. Yeah.
It looks like a tall boy, like beer.
Looks like
I don't want to drink Liquid Death.
The Ben Rector show, and I went and got some water, and they gave me a big 40 of Liquid Death. And I was like,
in a paper bag?
No, but it's a big can. Yeah. And I looked around, I was like, I don't think this is for me. And she goes, honey, it's water. Yeah. And I was like, oh.
So did you shotgun it?
No, I just drank it like normal water, but it felt weird. I felt like people were like, people want to take a picture of me drinking and post it and be like, I told you he drank beers.
It's deceiving for sure.
Is it good water?
It's fine water.
Okay, it's just water.
It's in a can.
It's water in a can.
At Jackie's party, like whatever. She
reception.
Had reception. Reception. No, wasn't reception.
No?
Pre-party.
Or pre-party, the night before.
At Aldine's. Mm-hmm. They had Liquid Death
rehearsal
there.
Dinner party.
She did a something like, because she had so many out-of-towners come in, so it was like a...
Yeah, I'm not sure what it was, but it was something.
Called a party.
Mm-hmm. A woman says marriage with a ragdoll is in trouble because the ragdoll cheated.
Oh, God. Probably did.
She says a friend told her that the friend saw Marcello going into a motel with another woman.
Okay.
Marcello.
How does this story get out?
Her name is Mary Vane. She married a ragdoll named Marcello. They got hitched earlier this year. Their relationship, she says, is hanging by a thread.
Mm. Okay, a thread. Mm-hmm. You get it, ragdoll?
Mm. Oh,
but they're going to stay together for the kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, what kids?
Lunchbox, that's how you get in the news. Invent a really stupid story like that.
Oh, my gosh, marry a ragdoll, please.
No, it has to be something else.
Say you shot off your wiener or something.
I'm going to marry the lawnmower.
No, literally shoot marry off it. Your wiener.
Yeah, literally shoot off your wiener.
That'll kill
you. Yeah, that'll get on the news.
That'd be good, dude.
Spin the wheel.
They can put it back together, remember?
Play Russian roulette with your wiener.
Damn.
And a mouse trap. That way it doesn't go away forever.
They won't cover you.
But we...
oh my gosh, dude. Can you imagine a mouse trap? Like, that would be so scary.
Oh.
Like, you lay it on there, and then you have a dice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 1 through 100 dice. Hey, would you... Lunchbox, for $5, would you do one roll? $5 if it doesn't hit. But wiener, mouse trap.
No. My wiener means more than $5.
No, but it's a 1 in 100 chance.
Pick a
number.
72.
67. You're $5 richer. What about...
Do it.
Okay.
Do it, Eddie.
You can make a lot of money.
Do it, Eddie.
Nah, what about $100?
Do it.
Oh, God. I'll do $100.
$100 a roll?
$100. Wiener on the mousetrap.
Oh, man. Lunchbox. Come on, dude.
You got a 1 in 100 shot here. You're probably not going to lose.
Oh, my God.
How many rolls can he do it?
He can do as many rolls as he wants.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
This is unlimited?
But if it lands on that number.
It's a question. He'll answer it honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd do it for $100.
$100.
Wiener in the
so you put your wiener on the mousetrap. It's there. Pick a number.
So this isn't real?
It's not real.
Are you done having kids?
Get the mousetrap.
26. $100.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Wow. He really gets it right now?
No. His wiener's not on a mousetrap.
This needs to be a TikTok.
It would be so funny. Okay, lunchbox, go.
72. 75. Whoa, my God, we're getting a little close to the wiener. Oh.
See, this would be funny, though, with, like, a finger. Mm. And.
How would.
And.
Not as funny with a finger.
And $5, though.
To wiener and 100 is where it's at.
Or a toe. Yeah, but a wiener. You can't put a wiener on anything. And I don't want to see his, honestly.
Good point.
I don't want to pay money and see his.
Yeah. Probably picks out there.
But would you do your toe for $5?
No.
What about your tongue?
Oh!
No! Ow!
That's legit.
Tongue on a mousetrap, $10. You got a 1 in 100 shot.
No, tongue.
It's not going to hurt your
it's
tongue.
It's a 1 in 100 shot, though. Eddie.
How hard is it?
Pick a number.
I'd have to feel it. 4.
37. $10. Good. $10 richer. It'd be like this.
Yeah, it'll get stuck. It'll hurt for a little bit, but man, that's some good money.
And it's dangling there.
And it's only a 1 in 100 shot. Like, those are the odds you want.
Yeah, but $10 ain't enough to risk my tongue.
But you're not losing it.
Oh, my gosh. What if you do? What if it does?
Yeah.
Oh, here's a guy who does it on. People do this.
Oh, they do?
On YouTube. Yeah, it doesn't really. I mean, it hurts a little bit, but they're all.
What are the views?
What do you mean it hurts a little bit? Have you talked to them to ask them how it feels?
5.9 million views.
That's wow. Dude, we need to do
that's
this.
That's a ton of money.
We need to take this to the streets.
In this episode of The Slow-Mo Guys, a mousetrap lays a smackdown on Dan's tongue that our high-speed camera struggles to keep up. There was no blood. That's what it says. And they do it, and they still are making videos.
Well, yeah, you lived. To say it didn't hurt?
No one said it didn't hurt.
You did. You said, oh, it didn't hurt.
No, I don't think I said it didn't hurt.
I'm sure it hurts.
Yeah, I'm sure it hurts.
But you're not losing it.
But you could also do it up. Go.
What?
Pick a number.
67.
Made $10 more. It's 36.
Boom.
Eddie, would you do your wiener for 100?
No.
A 1 in 100 shot?
No. I wouldn't.
Why? You're not losing it.
I wouldn't be able to keep it there.
You got to do this.
I'd be moving. No.
A 1 in 100 shot.
No. I can't do it.
All right, try it. Just see. Just.
Okay, Eddie, your wiener's on the mousetrap.
All right.
Go.
10.
27. Made $100.
Boom.
Ray, would you do wiener on a mousetrap?
No, because I'd have to make it really worth it, I'd have to do it 10 times, and I bet one of those 10 times I'd get snapped.
10? You could do it 500.
To get $1,000.
But.
He's saying to make it worth it.
But Ray,
it
does you it. Can make $10,000.
But let me say this. Your odds don't change.
I know.
It's 1 in 100 every time.
You're going to get caught probably once you start going double digits with the mousetrap.
I bet you if I spun it 10 times, you picked a number, it would not hit. Do you want to bet $5 on it?
No, because the odds are heavily in your favor.
Exactly. That's my point.
But if my was in the trap, then my odds, I would feel like they would be so bad.
What about $200 and it was your buddy's?
Huh?
I'd do it for my buddy's wiener.
Oh. No, not your buddy's wiener. Your buddy's under your
oh, the two
testicles?
Of them?
Your huesos.
Your two buds?
Yeah. Your your huevos.
Cajones.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa. No way, dude. That would hurt.
For 1 in 100, though?
That would hurt for a long time.
Yeah, but he's
time.
Up for $200.
$200 for a spin. Pick a number, Eddie.
No. 12.
Hold on. Still rolling.
It's 12.
77.
See? Your buddies are safe.
Man, this would be an awesome game.
It really would. Be a great YouTube channel.
PP on the mousetrap, and people come up for $100. All right, let's go. But you just can't show it. If you could show it, that'd be awesome.
Can we do that on Broadway?
I don't think PP on the mousetrap can get anywhere unless you want to register.
You can do tongue, though.
You can't have people bust
out their
tongue,
fingers.
Yeah. I don't know.
Man.
Toes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got some more stuff to talk about here.
Earlobe.
But I love PP on the mousetrap.
I know you do.
That Saturday morning commercial. Oh, it's pee-pee on the mousetrap. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Pee-pee on the mousetrap. Pee-pee on the mousetrap. You can win $100. Sack. okay. Let's see. I did that. I did the video games. Let's see. I have not watched Top Gun Maverick yet.
Oh, my.
I saw your note.
Yeah, I was just wondering because my wife hadn't seen it either, and so we rented it, and she fell asleep, and I stayed watching it, and then I thought, man, I don't know. This is not as good as I remembered it being, because after I watched it the first time, I'm like, this movie's great, and we reviewed it, and I think we've all seen it and said it's really, really good, and you should watch it, but after watching it the second time, I realized it's not that good. So I'm telling you, like, if you haven't watched it yet, Bones,
hold off.
You may not need to really.
I'll be working on my new show, Pee Pee on the Mousetrap. All my time's going anyway.
Maybe it was the theater, though.
Do you think it's just on theater?
Maybe.
Yeah. And, like, it was all big screen and
a lot of action.
We can only play this in the post show, too, but Lunchbox talked to his wife about if he could go to dinner with
Hotties
and then a porn star.
Okay.
So, what are these clips?
It's just us sitting on the couch, and I just said, hey, hypothetical, you know, Halle Berry's coming to town, and she wants to go to dinner to talk business. Me and her.
But business, you make it sound. It all started, I said, if Gwyneth Paltrow walked in the room, Eddie, and sat beside you, what would you do? Eddie said, nothing. I couldn't even look at her. Because if I looked at her, it'd be weird because I would stare.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, what if she said, hey, let's go to dinner. I want to talk about some video work.
Can't do it.
Eddie's like, I can't.
Because I'm married.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. It would probably lead to something.
And we laughed because we're like, it would.
Probably.
No, it wouldn't. So, not because, it wouldn't.
It could.
Okay. So I said, Lunchbox, what if a porn star said, go, would your wife care? He's like, my wife wouldn't care. I said, what if she's like, my neck hurts? He's like, well, then I'd rub it. And so you talked to her.
Yeah.
Presented some scenarios.
Yep.
Three different clips?
Two.
Or one.
Okay. No, just one clip, I think. Right, Scuba?
It's one, and they're all strung together.
It's just one conversation. One clip.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Babe, you look hot tonight.
Thanks.
So let's say hypothetical, Halle Berry came into town, right? And Halle Berry hits me up and is like, hey, I want to go to dinner with you and you alone to talk about some work projects. What would you say?
Yeah, work projects, sure. Get some jobs, get some money.
Okay. What if a porn star comes to town? And she's like, yo, lunch. I want to go to dinner with you and you alone, talk about some work projects.
Your work or her work?
She just says work projects.
You could go to dinner in a public place and talk about work projects.
All right. What if at dinner she's like, oh, I got a sore neck. Rub my neck.
No, that's weird.
So that's a no on the rub neck?
Yeah, there should be no touching at dinner.
But we can go to dinner.
Sure, yes.
But only in a public place.
Well, yeah, where else would you go?
Well, you act like there were no rules or restrictions. Your wife just like, hey, go do what you want to do.
Even said that she would let you rub her neck.
I think she was just like, oh, yeah. She just thought it was a little weird, but she wouldn't get mad if I rubbed her neck.
We heard what she said.
She said no.
We heard her.
That's funny, though. Ray said someone stole his Mike Studd poster. You had a poster?
Who?
Yeah, so in my side room, I have a little area where I edit audio, and I had it in there forever. Here's Mike Studd, if you guys don't know who that is.
Yeah, you gotta get it who you want it with.
He's a rapper. He's starting to come on the scene pretty hard.
But you've been saying that for like 5 years.
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
You've been saying he's coming on the scene pretty hard for 5 years.
I know. But
was he on Big Brother?
No, he had a show that was on. It was a reality show. Just followed him in the tour bus.
What was the show called?
Mike Studd.
Mike Studd coming on the scene.
Hard.
Here. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But anyways, I had the poster. It was given to me as a gift, and it was autographed. It was maybe a $20 poster hanging on the wall, and then Clay and Buck come into town to film their show, and the poster just disappeared. And I'm like, is that just a coincidence, or did they literally rip my Mike Studd poster from the wall and throw it away? Because it no longer exists. It's nowhere to be found.
But weren't you in their producer studio? Did you hang your poster in their studio?
Those lines have been drawn. Exactly studio it is, but that was my little area. I have a lot of my stuff in there. So if Clay and Buck, you guys did do it, own up to it. I'd like another Mike Studd poster. It was autographed. Thank you.
Scuba, whose room is that?
At one point, it was Ray's room, and then there was this whole behind-the-scenes shifting of they need that now, and so Ray may lose it, but he can use it on days they're not here. So it's technically a shared space.
So should he have hung a poster up?
I mean, it was there before they were here, so I feel like it's fine. But also, it's like, really? Like, who cares? I don't think they took it. Why would they take it?
They may have thrown it away.
That's more plausible. They're like, who the hell is this?
Did they take down any other stuff?
No, that was it, and I think maybe their cameras shown in the room, and they didn't want Mike Studd's face randomly showing on their camera feeds.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Is it just folded up somewhere?
No, I mean, it's nowhere. Oh. So they straight up took it down, threw it away.
Can't you just go knock on his door and get him to sign another one?
Yeah, you gotta.
He doesn't live here. He lives in the woods somewhere. He was only in Nashville for a month.
He lives in the woods.
That's how he writes his albums. That's how he gets inspired.
In the woods.
Yeah, he goes to Montana, and that's where he came up with the highs.
But you just said the woods. You didn't say anything about Montana. Yeah.
He'll go Montana, Colorado, sometimes Lake Travis in Austin, Texas, and that's where he writes his albums.
Lake Travis, that's not the woods.
That's not the woods either. Like,
that's when he wanted to write lake music.
But I have friends that. Okay.
But he's coming on scene hard.
Hard. Mm.
Yeah. Hey, Morgan, you have a contact at the Titans who had asked if any. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
They reached out about me finally.
Why are you guys gasping? What do you think's about to happen?
We're about to be invited to the owner's box.
I've been looking for those Cowboys Titans tickets.
That's a weird ask, Eddie.
I know it is, but
as a Cowboys fan, you can't really ask Titans for Cowboys tickets.
It's a football game.
You got to dress with Titans fan then.
Ooh, that would be tough.
No, Eddie, you're going to see Jerry Jones. Just ask him.
I don't know.
No, don't ask Jerry Jones for anything free while we're there doing an interview with him.
What if we're hanging out and he just says, hey, Eddie, do you have any questions for me?
If he's like, hey, Eddie, do you have anything you want from an away game? I don't think that's going to happen.
But he's got a proposal like that?
Yeah. Hey, Morgan, what have the Titans reached out for?
They wanted to know if we wanted to join WWE wrestler Sheamus, I think is his name.
Sheamus.
Yeah. For his Celtic Warrior workout.
Celtic.
Is it Celtic?
Probably Celtic Warrior, right?
I have no idea. I just know Sheamus from it being on USA and Smacking the Grass on USA. I don't want to.
Okay.
But if these guys would like to.
Excuse me, what, do a workout with him? No, I'm good.
But it gets you in with the Titans.
So while I'm doing the workout, I can ask him for tickets to the game?
Mm-hmm. Mm, good
point.
That's
what I was about to say.
That's not a bad idea. But I have to actually work out with Celtic, dude?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where is the workout like?
And what are they doing?
Stadium?
It's like a promo thing?
I think it's like a promo thing. Yeah, I would imagine it's something connected to the Titans. He just straight up asked to see if there was any interest, so I don't have all the details of it yet.
Are they doing something with the Titans? I don't understand. Like, is wrestling coming here for something?
It might be. It might be going to the Titans Stadium. There's some connection. I just don't know. He just generally asked if anybody wanted to join.
Ask them if they got. I can work out with Derrick Henry.
That wasn't the question.
Well, I know, but respond and be like, we'd like to counter. And say,
not really negotiation. Yeah, I don't think
he'll probably be like, I was just extending.
What would
the
you
invite.
Do with Derrick Henry though? You wouldn't. You don't.
Then I get an in with the. I mean, at least I'm friends with Derrick Henry then.
But
Sheamus,
you're not gonna work out with Derrick Henry. You gonna give him a towel? Hey, Mr. Henry, can I wash your butt?
I don't think that would, you know, end up in a friendship.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean,
let's say hypothetically you did work out with him.
What do you think would happen if you and Derrick Henry?
I mean,
I
developed a friendship with The Miz after now that I'm.
Yeah, and how often do you guys talk?
I went once.
Excuse me?
About once.
About once ever, including the one time that he was with me and you went up to him?
Yeah.
So you haven't talked since?
No, man. You know what's annoying? Is I tried to make him a collaborator on my video with him, and he didn't accept.
He's busy, you know?
Like, how rude is that of him?
It's not rude, because like, you know, have Instagram, to post it on his feed.
You can add a collaborator and invite someone to be a collaborator.
Yes, but it posts on their feed, too.
Right. And so I did that, and you go to my thing, and it still says... Has not accepted to be a collaborator on this post.
It probably should say, will not accept to be a collaborator on this post.
Ever.
Ever.
Kind of rude.
Leave me alone. All right, that's it. We're done. Post show over. Thank you, guys. I think that's it. Mike, anything else?
That's it.
All right. And you'll be in the town square, both of you.
Okay. Keep that in mind.
Maybe town square is pee-pee on a mousetrap.
Oh. He does that instead of the whole arm
thing. No, both. While you're in, I can do whatever I want. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
All right, thank you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes. Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast. Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart. In ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.